Please be seated. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." John tells the story of Christmas with words and images that are very different than what you and I are used to. There's no shepherds, there's no angels, no mention of Joseph or Mary, there's no manger, there's not even a baby. Instead, John writes of the Word that comes from God. He tells of the light that shines in the darkness, of life being created. He tells that light shines in the darkness, and he speaks of people becoming the children of God. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among the people of the earth, full of grace and truth. The Word becoming flesh is the key to the Christmas story. The Word that is light and life. The Word that both was God and is God at the same time. This is the Word that says, "Let there be," and there is. This is the Word through whom all things that exist were made, and in whom all things that exist are held together and have their meaning. The Word is light, which draws our attention back to the very beginning. Light was the first word command in creation. Let there be light. And light there was, because the Word does what it says. The Word is the event that brings creation into existence. And the Word is light. And it causes light to be and to shine in the darkness. The darkness, it's nothing. It's empty, formless, void. The darkness offers no resistance to the light. It cannot overcome the light. The Word speaks into the silent darkness, and there is light. And the Word is the true light, who enlightens everyone. He was in the world, and through the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him, nor did it recognize Him. And His name was Jesus, Mary's Son, God's Son, and you wouldn't have recognized Him either. There was nothing extraordinary about him in his appearance. However, his word declares that he is the creator come to be with his creatures. Creatures that have lost their way. And that includes you and me. We've forgotten our origins, where we came from. Our ears have gone deaf to the word. Our eyes have gone blind to the light. Sin has destroyed our sight, our hearing, our minds. We're lost in the silence of our own self-centered darkness. And left in that darkness, we would be lost and die. Without light, there cannot be life. The light needs to shine. God must speak the word, "Let there be light," into the darkness of our sin, our death, and the grave. The harsh facts are that sinners prefer to live in the shadows of their sin. Evildoers prefer to live in the darkness rather than the light. And sinners we are. The light, when it shines in the darkness of our heart, exposes our wickedness. And for that reason, our old Adam and our old Eve hates the light. Yet thank God, that is not the whole story. That lowly infant lying in a manger in the darkness of the light, or the darkness of the night, is the light of the world. And the light of Christ shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not, could not, and will not overcome it. Even though you and I might think, you don't know the darkness of my sin. There are dark sins hidden deep in my heart. My heart itself is a very dark place. The Word, God's Word, the living Word, declares that even that darkness cannot overcome the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the good news, that Jesus has come to dispel the darkness of our sin. His birth is the light of our hope, and He has come to give us the light of life. The story of the Word becoming flesh is the Christmas story. And this Word that John writes of does take on real flesh, the flesh of a baby boy. The Word became flesh. That means we can never look at God and humanity in the same way. God became man in Christ. The Creator has become the creature. The infinite dwells in the finite. The Word becomes flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Christmas gospel declares that God became man. The Word became flesh, and in the flesh He dwells among us, full of grace and truth. Yes, this little child, sleeping in a manger, cooing in His virgin mother's lap, nursing at her breast, is perfected humanity come to save sinful humanity. He is the new head of the human race, the second Adam, born to overcome the first Adam's death with His own death and life. The good news of Christmas is the news of the angels who said to the frightened shepherds, "To you is born today in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace among men with whom He is pleased." God and man are reconciled in the Reconciler, the Redeemer. Christ is born for you. Let those words be your Christmas greeting, not simply Merry Christmas. That's not what the angels sang about. They preached the gospel. They said, for you. The words "for you" require every heart to believe it. He is your Lord, your Christ, your Redeemer, your Reconciler. So now trust Him, this humble little child. Trust Him with all of your heart and soul and strength. For He is your life, your light, and your salvation. The Word becoming flesh is the great wonder and mystery of Christmas. God is man, and man is God in this tiny child born in Bethlehem. And the world scoffs at this notion. How can this be? But the world underestimates God, if it has any estimation of God at all. And it greatly overestimates man. To become man is nothing for God to do. For with God, all things are possible. It's nothing for God, but it's everything for us. Literally everything. Through the fullness of the incarnate word, we have received grace upon grace. Jesus is gift. He's pure gift, undeserved, unmerited. He's God's kindness to the unkind. He's God's mercy to the merciless. He's God's love to his enemy. He's God's grace to the undeserving. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, in us that we should deserve this child. He comes as grace upon grace. This is how God loves the world. He sends his Son in the flesh and says, "Go and make peace. Reconcile the world to me. Be born of a virgin. Be baptized by John. Be despised and rejected by your own people. Be crucified. Be buried. Rise from the dead and come back to me, bringing the whole reconciled world with you." The law, that comes through Moses. And Moses can't save you. He can bring you through the wilderness with his commandments, but he can't bring you into the promised land. Jesus needs to do that. Jesus, through whom grace and truth come to you. Moses can lead you to Jesus, but Moses has nothing that can save you. Nothing that you can hold and present before God. Nothing to hide from the wrath of the law. He only has commandments, threats, promises. But grace and truth come through Jesus Christ and only through him. The word is full of grace, undeserved kindness towards sinners. So don't be afraid to come to him. Don't think you need to be pure before you stand before him. And by all means, don't think that you have to bargain your way into his favor. This child, Jesus, came to save you. He has the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and that includes you. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. The self-righteous who think they are well, there are no need of a physician. Jesus was born for sinners, for the sick, for the dying, for the hopeless. And he receives sinners with open arms. And those who receive him in faith, the child of Bethlehem welcomes them. Welcomes them as children of God. The word is full of truth. Yes, the truth of your sin, and he knows it far better than you do. Yet he's also the truth of his forgiveness. He's the truth of God in human flesh, the only way to the Father, the only life that the world has or needs. Those who worship the Father in spirit and in truth, this is why Jesus came. And to those who receive him through faith, to those who believe on his name and trust in his work of salvation, he gives you and I permission, the right to become children of God. The word comes down to us, to you and to me. We don't go to Bethlehem to meet him. There's nothing in Bethlehem to see except the archaic remains of an event that happened centuries ago. No, the Word was made flesh and dwells with us the same humble, creaturely way that Christ came 2,000 years ago, laid in a manger. Christ dwells among us still. He hasn't stopped dwelling among us just because we can't no longer see Him. Every Sunday, every time we gather to hear the Word and to eat His body and drink His blood, He manifests His dwelling among us full of grace and truth. The Word that became flesh and dwelt upon the earth is here this morning, dwelling in our midst, just as Jesus promises. Jesus again, mangered in the preaching and the written word, in the water of holy baptism, in the bread and the wine of His supper. There, that's where you will find Him, swaddled in His all-enfleshed glory, offering you grace and truth. Grace upon grace. The light of Christ continues to shine in the darkness of this world and in the darkness of our sin. This world and the devil and our sin will not overcome Him. And Jesus, who is full of grace and truth, continues to fill us, His children, with the blessings of Christmas. For Jesus is your light, your righteousness, and your salvation. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus, amen.